people who take the time to go within and make that a part of their regular daily routine don't seem to be troubled. They seem to age less. They seem to have less stress. They seem to be more calm in their life. And I can't tell you how many business people I meet who have their own little ritual that they don't even like to talk about because they might be perceived as being too weird. But a very good friend of mine who's a very, very prominent attorney in South Florida, I asked him one time, I said, "Do you meditate, David?" And he said, "No," he said, "I never really had time for meditation and all that." He said, "But I do take about 15 or 20 minutes a couple times a day, and I go into my mind and I solve most of the cases that I'm working on in that way, in that real quiet space." He said, "But I've never had any training in it or anything." And I'm not really talking here about training or any formal way of doing it. Just taking the time to quietly go within and access that highest part of yourself is something that spiritual beings know is absolutely, absolutely, without qualification, necessary to be able to manifest real magic. Whereas the non-spiritual being just sees that as something they don't have time for. They've got things to get done. I can't imagine my life without meditation. A few years ago, I couldn't imagine my life with it. I don't know how else to reach the higher self, how else to reach the unified field. See, at the level of where your mind is working, say right now, if you're driving along or listening to this tape in some way, the level that your mind is working is at the analytical level. You analyze it. I call it the chatter level. And you discover how slimy your mind really is at this level. It's what I think of as intellectual violence, this analysis. You picking that apart and picking this apart and drawing that and having these conversations with yourself. And it's like you're tearing everything apart in your mind. And it's almost intellectually a violent thing to do, to tear apart and to pick apart. And that's the way your mind works at this, say, the surface level. And we're doing this all the time, analyzing this and figuring out that and so on. But there's another way of processing your world. And that's through what's the opposite of analysis, which is synthesis. Analysis is to tear apart, pick apart. Synthesis is to bring together and put everything together. Now, as you go a level down from the surface of your mind, you go past analysis and you get to the synthesis level where you can start to bring everything that happened to you in your life together. And then you get to a point where you stop the analyzing and your goal is now to just have silence. But then you want to get past just the silence, and you want to get to a place where you can empty your mind, just empty it. But the only thing you have to do this with is your mind, so that that becomes a gigantic paradox. So now what you're looking for is really a quiet mind. And when you keep going down in this level, it's almost like thinking of the mind as like the ocean. And at the top of the ocean is the surface. And at the surface, there's all of these disruptions, down to about 2 feet. If there's a windstorm, if there's something that comes along, you'll see that there's disturbances at the top, and the very surface is filled with all of these disturbances, and there's ducks that land on it, and there's all kinds of waves, and the wind, and the tides, and all of this affected. Then you go down a little bit further, and there's much more stillness. And you keep going down further, and you keep going down deeper and deeper and deeper into it, until you reach this place that I have been calling the unified field, which I didn't originate that by any means. And in this unified field, all things are possible. All of us are connected, and there's like a physiological changes that take place. So your objective in meditating is really to get to this transcendent stage where you can get past chatter, and you can get past analysis, and you can get past synthesis, and you can get past thoughts, and you can get to empty it, and then you can get it to be very, very quiet and very still.